So you see, Miss Austin, what I'd like is for you to explain to my daughter that pursuing a legal career is in her best interest. Law school is unquestionably the right next step for her.
Wholly satisfied with his own analysis, the man on the other side of my desk leaned back comfortably in his chair and crossed his arms over his chest. His 23-year-old daughter, on the other hand, perched miserably on the edge of her seat, looking defeated and angry at the same time. She hadn't spoken a word since they'd arrived, and she only made eye contact with me in short, painful bursts. This noon visit to my firm had obviously been an ambush. Poor girl had probably thought her dad was taking her to lunch. Inwardly, I sighed. No good deed goes unpunished. Not that this mentoring chat, as it had been sold to me, could be categorized as a good deed. When the named partner of your law firm, a law firm you've only worked at for 6 months, asks you to have a mentoring chat with the daughter of his oldest friend, you can't really say no.
She'll respond to you,
the partner had said, just before dropping the father-daughter pair in my office with less than 10 minutes' notice.
I'm sure you have a lot in common.
I eyed the young woman, Gwen Meadows, as she sat across from me in trendy high-waisted jeans and a cropped red top. Her eyeliner was dramatically winged and a perfect complement to her asymmetrical haircut with bright blue streaks. Not only was I almost a decade older, but in my conservative gray suit, I was dressed more like her father. We were both stifling yawns, but I would have bet hers were because she was out on the town clubbing with friends late last night, whereas I was in this very office until 1 a.m., eyeballs deep in research. No, I doubted we had a lot in common. Well, except pushy fathers. I took a deep inhalation through my nose and furrowed my eyebrows thoughtfully. So, Dad wants his daughter to go to law school. Daughter has no interest in law school. Dad drags daughter to best friend's law office, and best friend digs up the only young female lawyer in the vicinity to try to talk her into it. This was a strategy that would never work in a million years. Even if his daughter had interest in the law, which this one clearly did not, a little power play like this from Dad would be the exact wrong move. Like visualizing chess pieces maneuvering on a board, I imagined and dismissed strategies as quickly as I could. There was only one worthwhile move here. The mind I needed to change was Dad's. Not an easy task. But if, under all that pushiness, her father loved and respected her, not impossible. I nodded seriously in response to his last statement. Law school is certainly one path to a successful career. I flicked my eyes to my computer screen, where I'd done some frantic Googling in the 10 minutes I'd had to research Gwen Meadows. Though it looks like Gwen has been remarkably successful at forging a different path. I see that you've been working at Fulcrum Digital Marketing, I said cheerfully. Crane's New York business has nothing but praise for Fulcrum, and you personally are building quite a reputation there. For the first time, her gaze caught mine and held. Her spine straightened. Do you like what you've been doing at Fulcrum? I asked. I love it, she said immediately. Her father frowned at both of us.
She spends every waking hour at this startup.
He said startup like it tasted bad in his mouth.
She doesn't have any time left to study for the LSAT.
I opened my mouth, but he cut me off, pointed at my framed diplomas on the wall.
Miss Austin, what did you study in college?
Another sigh. He was going to take me off track, but a good lawyer always knows how to account for verbal detours. Engineering. He nodded approvingly, and then shook his head at Gwen.
See, a real course of study.
Her shoulders slumped back down. He leaned forward as if his gravity would physically pull me into his argument.
I wanted Gwen to study something solid, like engineering or computer science, but her mother indulged her, and look at where we are.